This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. Let's get right to the consumer news from the past week. Are you ready to take your job and shove it? You're not alone. The recruiting firm Hays is out with what it calls an alarming survey. It finds that 71% of Canadian workers want to leave their jobs this year and find a better one. That's because more than 50% are feeling more stressed than they were last year, and there is growing discontent over pay, roles, and benefits. It's making it tough for the people who are hiring. The survey shows that employers are struggling to retain and motivate a demoralized and disengaged workforce that is fed up with wages that lag behind inflation, and they want more than just raises. That includes added vacation days, professional development opportunities, and promotions. How's your debt situation? Well, here's the average. According to a new stat from StatsCan, the typical household owes $1.79 for every $1 of disposable income that they earned in the fourth quarter. That number is actually down from the last quarter. StatsCan says seasonally adjusted household credit market debt as a proportion of household disposable income fell for the third quarter in a row. BC's rental housing market is still the most expensive in Canada, but at least the rents aren't going up as much as the rest of the country. Sure, the average rent in the entire province has hit around $2,500, but according to the latest data, that was only up 1.3%. And rental.ca and Urbanation say that makes BC's rents among the slowest growing in the country. And those numbers are across the province. If you zero in on Vancouver, the average rents are already astronomical. Vancouver is the most expensive city for renters in Canada, with the average asking price for a one-bedroom unit reaching more than $2,650 last month. And that cold snap that we had earlier this year was tough on our water pipes. The damage caused by frozen and burst water pipes make up about 70% of insurance claims so far this year in BC. It's the same for Alberta and Saskatchewan. The Insurance Bureau of Canada says the January cold snap caused more than $180 million in insurance damage. The Bureau says with more frequent and more severe destructive weather events, the cost that insurance companies and taxpayers are going to have to pay is going to go up. A big improvement for Surrey Roads is on the way. City Council has approved a $138 million extension of 72 Avenue from 152nd Street to Highway 15. It's a roughly 4-kilometer stretch. The new road will feature two lanes in each direction, along with improved agricultural ditches. So that's going to address both the transportation needs and the farming needs. The city figures that the road will serve 37,000 vehicles every day once it's complete, and construction is expected to take place between 2028 and 2030, which seems like a long way away. A survey by the Pew Research Center finds nearly 75% of teenagers feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones with them. But that doesn't mean they're cutting down on the time they're glued to the screens. Despite increasing concerns by politicians and children's advocates about teenagers' relationships with their phones and social media, most of the teens surveyed say smartphones make it easier to be creative and to pursue their hobbies, so they ain't going nowhere. Neil Young is finally back on Spotify. That's after a 2-year boycott of the music streaming service. Neil launched his boycott over vaccine misinformation on Joe Rogan's podcast and says his decision to return to Spotify is not a reversal of his position. It's just because Spotify ended its exclusive distribution deal with Joe Rogan, which means his podcast is available pretty much on every streaming platform. And Young says expanding the boycott to anybody who runs Joe Rogan doesn't make much sense. But good news if you're a Neil fan. This is Vancouver Consumer. Are you missing a tooth? A whole bunch of teeth? There are all sorts of options. We'll hear about them next with the folks from BC Perio. I'm Martin Strong, and we're back right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back to Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. Are you missing a tooth? Maybe a bunch of teeth. Maybe you've had dentures for a long time and you're getting sick of them. A dental implant. Maybe just what you need. Dental implant technology is becoming more and more common as people find they can get a healthy new smile sometimes in one day. And it's all because of new technology, the materials being used, techniques that make it quicker, more comfortable. And at the forefront of this new dental implant technology is a place right here in the Lower Mainland. It's BC Perio Dental Health and Implant Center. They're on West Broadway in Vancouver and Johnson Street in Coquitlam. You can find them online at bcperio.ca, bcperio.ca. And from BC Perio, Dr. Bobby Birdie is with us. Hi, Dr. Birdie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. And every time I talk to you or Dr. Zokel, I'm always impressed at the new technology that is always changing. Because this technology of implants, I mean, it's been building for many, many years, but it seems like the last year or two, it's really ramped up the innovations in this technology. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. You know, it's been pretty awesome. It's pretty amazing to be part of an industry where there's lots of innovation and lots of new things happening all the time. And technology is a wondrous thing. We're able to really utilize it so we can help our patients better and get them their teeth faster and really diagnose and treatment plan things in a better way and really just help our patients out.
Yeah. And I mean, AI is what everybody's talking about. And BC Perio is really taking advantage of this new AI technology.
Absolutely. So we're super excited about utilizing AI. We've had it for the last year or so, and we're utilizing AI and helping us design people's teeth that we're going to put back in their mouth or restore. We're also using AI to help analyze our x-rays now, which is really fantastic, where you know AI will look it over in a simple x-ray or even like a 3D image, like a CT scan, and really pick out things and in general make sure that we don't miss anything and make sure that we're really looking at every single area really carefully. And that's pretty fantastic because, you know, it just makes our clinic better, makes how we treat patients better, and also overall just really benefits the people that come visit us at BC Perio.
So let's talk about that because we're talking about imaging when you take an x-ray and you're sort of looking inside the mouth, and it's really important and it's advantageous if you know exactly where the bone is and all that stuff. So, I mean, I don't know if it's possible, but in a sentence or two, describe how AI helps you with that.
So AI will help us because a lot of times when they're looking at x-rays of any type or any type of medical practitioner, not everything is black and white. Not everything is easily indicated or easily found on an x-ray. And sometimes things are ambiguous or difficult to see. And AI really looks at everything with a fine-tooth comb and really helps you analyze and gives you probabilities to let you know, hey, listen, there's something going on here, or you know, that thing that you're seeing on the x-ray really isn't anything. And so it really helps you as a clinician, as a doc, just analyze your x-rays better, make sure that you don't miss anything, and really make sure that you're really covering everything. And that's really important, too. And it helps to double-check and triple-check your work, which you know is fantastic in the field of medicine and dentistry to be able to do that.
And I guess it makes it quicker, obviously, and a lot more comfortable.
Well, absolutely. It makes it quicker. We don't have to take as many x-rays. It also allows us to analyze things in general and really get to it where we don't have to, you know, really spend a lot of time. It decreases the amount of time we spend in analysis because it really gets us to the points and areas where we have to look at. And, you know, it's amazing because over the last year we've had AI help us find things that really help patients out, really help people where, you know, there's an area that we're not even working in, and all of a sudden AI will pick up something that could be something that needs to be treated by a doctor or something like that, or by a medical doctor. So it's really important that, and fantastic technology that really allows us to be thorough and really allows us to really help our patients out better.
Mm-hmm. And I have one implant in my mouth, and it's one of those things I always tell Dr. Zokel that the only time I ever think about it is when I'm talking to you guys, because it's once you get an implant, you kind of forget about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you have an implant that when you've got other teeth around it, you have just the dental implant. Implants are there to replace your teeth, make them look like teeth. And a lot of times people will feel that as soon as they get their implant crown, after a week or so, they really don't notice it. They feel like it's just like any other tooth they have. And that's pretty amazing that we can put something into the body that mimics something that you had biologically. And after a while, your body just accepts it to being normal. And that's fantastic because it just allows us to be much more confident and feel good about the implants that we do for our patients.
Yeah, and you use titanium, right?
Yeah, so the type of metal that we utilize for implants can be titanium oxide metal, can be a titanium zirconia blend, and also can be made of zirconia. Now, we don't do a lot of zirconia implants just because there isn't not as much evidence about it long-term and all that. But in general, yeah, it's similar to what you would use for a prosthetic hip or prosthetic knee, what we use for orthopedic surgery. And it's something that's been around for, well over 50, 60 years. So it's tested and tried and true, and it's something we use every single day.
And it kind of fools the body, doesn't it? The body thinks, oh, this is bone, and it kind of grows with it, right? It grows around it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that it actually was first discovered was that they were doing research in animals. They put little titanium discs in them, and they realized that when they went to go remove the discs, they couldn't get them off because the bone bonded to them so well. And so what titanium does, or what our dental implant materials do, is they go in and they are attracted to the bone, and the bone accepts it, like you said, like almost like bone in a way of thinking about it, and then bonds to it. So it acts like an anchor that allows you to screw something into it. So you can imagine it being like anyone that's hung up something on drywall. When you have an anchor that goes into drywall, it fixes into the drywall, and then you can screw something into it. Well, that's the same thing with a dental implant. The dental implant goes into the bone, and then it fuses to the bone, and then from there we can screw something into it that mimics a tooth or a bunch of teeth.
Cool. Very, very high tech, yeah. And very cool. We're talking to Dr. Bobby Birdie from BC Perio, the Dental Health and Implant Center. They have two locations in the Lower Mainland, one at 777 West Broadway in Vancouver. The other is in Coquitlam on Johnson Street. And you can give them a call, 604-872-0222. Or you can go to their website, bcperio.ca, bcperio.ca. And you can see everything. You can see the lovely facilities they have. It's a very friendly place and a lot of experience. A lot of doctors who, dentists and who know their way around a dental implant because they've been doing it. And I know you guys often go traveling around the world teaching this kind of technology. And you've been doing it a long time. Like, how has the technology changed? I mean, it's kind of a dumb question. It's changed a lot, but I mean, it really has changed since you started.
It's changed tremendously. So I always think of it this way. Imagine driving a 1967 Chevy versus driving one of those new electric, either Teslas or Kias that are out there. It's a big difference, right? And so dental implants have come that far. Yes, the parts and pieces have changed, how we do them, how minimally invasive we can be, how soon we can put people's teeth on top of their implants. We can do it in one day now. And more how we're innovating. Now we're innovating. I'm one of the leading doctors in North America with this new technology of how we even make the surgical site prepared for the implant to be as minimally invasive as possible, which makes things heal even faster. We just published two articles about that showing how we can put someone's final tooth on their implant in a day up to a couple of weeks versus having to wait 4, 6, 9 months. So it's pretty fantastic how much, how far the technology has come. And it's really exciting to be part of it because we really get to, push the envelope, but also do it in a very conservative and evidence-based way. And in the end, like people that benefit are the people that get the work done. In the end, they get something that's going to be state of the art, but they also get it in the best way and the most evidence based way that's possible, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I got my dental implant about 15 years ago, and it was a long process. I got the implant put in, and then I got the crown. I think about 3 or 4 months later, and now at BC Perio, there's teeth in a day. So talk about
that's
that.
Right.
How does that work?
It's a big difference, like before. I always tell people like it's because placing the implant and waiting 3 or 4 months is still very common, but how can we do it in one day? Well, the reason being is when someone gets a prosthetic hip, a prosthetic knee done, then that's a whole hip or a whole knee, and someone's walking on it after the surgery pretty much that same day, and So when we put in a little, 10 millimeter long screw into the bone, as long as the bone is stable and it's going into your own native bone, we can put a tooth on it the same day a lot of times, and that really works well. So the teeth in one day or teeth in a day type of situation is basically we can place a single implant and put a tooth on it, or we can replace someone's whole upper or whole lower teeth with 4 to 6 to 10 implants, depending on what they're looking for, and give them a whole set of teeth in one day. They walk out with permanent teeth that have a brand new smile, a brand new bite, a brand new outlook on life in one day, which is really fantastic. And it's something that we enjoy doing in the clinic a lot because it's very life altering, and it changes the way someone smiles, the way they feel about themselves, and the way they live their life every day.
Yeah, and I guess you've seen some people come into the place to BC Perio and leave a completely different person.
Oh yeah, it's pretty amazing. We did a few of those cases this week, and it's something that our clinic and all of our staff and team members, we really look forward to. The reason being is because we're all waiting for them, for those patients, those people that are coming in to get this work done for a teeth in one day procedure. We're waiting for them to look at themselves at the end of the day. And it's like one of those things where it's an emotional journey. It's a big difference in someone's life when they walk in and they walk out looking like a whole different person. And then you see it. People get teary-eyed, people get excited, people smile, people cry, people laugh. But I always think it's so much more fun to see them a couple weeks after they've had the procedure done, because now a lot of times they come in, they're dressed better, their hair's done, their makeup's done. It's like they've got a whole new outlook and a whole new look at life. So, which is pretty fantastic, and it's rare in dentistry that you can do something that really changes the way someone lives their life every day. And that's super, that's super fun. That's super fun to be a part of.
What's the biggest number of implants you've ever installed in anybody?
The most I've ever done in someone in one day, 24. That was a long time ago. That's a lot. That's one per tooth, both upper and lower. But I think recently, I'm probably like 20, where we did someone upper and lower, and they wanted a whole bunch of single teeth. But someone wants to get all their mouth done, upper and lower, we can do it with as little as 4 upper, 4 lower, and between 4 and 6. So it all depends on the day, depends on the patient, depends on the type of final teeth they want. And we've got all those solutions and all those options available to them. And it's just a matter of sitting down and deciding what's going to work best for every person that walks in the door.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point. You just made options, because not everybody is the same, and not everybody is going to get 24 implants. Some people are going to get one. Some people are going to get a bridge and other things. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that. The fact that there are lots of options that include options for how much it's going to cost. And that's when we come back with Dr. Bobby Birdie from BC Perio Dental Health and Implant Center. As I say, they're on West Broadway in Vancouver, Johnson Street in Coquitlam, and you can go to bcperio.ca and you can find out everything you need to know about how a dental implant can help you. The phone number also is 604-872-0222. BC Perio. We'll talk more with Dr. Bobby Birdie right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. It's Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong, and we're talking to Dr. Bobby Birdie from BC Perio Dental Health and Implant Center, two locations, West Broadway in Vancouver, Johnson Street in Coquitlam, and you can find them online at bcperio.ca and find out how you could get a dental implant. You could get a lot, you can get one. It depends on your needs, and that's a really important thing, right, Dr. Birdie? Because It seems like sometimes people they'll have combinations of things in their mouth. It's all about the individual person, right?
Absolutely. So every single time when we do this for somebody, they come in, we're always providing them with individualized care. So when someone comes in, we don't have one hammer for all problems. We want to talk to the person, look at everything that's going on, and then give them options, and sometimes an option doesn't involve an implant. It all just depends on each individual person and what's going to work best for them. I always still say the least amount of dentistry is the best amount of dentistry, but a lot of times dentistry is needed. And so if we've got to do something, we give people options, we make sure they understand the pros and cons of the treatment, the risks versus benefits, and and of course the cost of estimates and all that kind of stuff as well. So they know up front what's going to be, and there aren't any surprises along the way. And that's kind of what we try to do our best at BC Perry to do. And I think the other thing that I really wanted to say about that, just about the topic, is that, you know, I don't like hearing or don't like seeing people walk in my door and say, I was told I'm not a candidate for dental implants, because, you know, after doing this for 20 years and placing thousands and thousands of these things for people all over the place, I would say that I have yet to meet a patient that's not a candidate for a dental implant. You know, we've got patients from all different walks of life, different genetics, different backgrounds, different medical histories, people that have osteoporosis, osteopenia, all these types of things. And just because you have a condition or have some difficulty doesn't mean that you can't get a dental implant. It's like, you know, someone's not a candidate for a prosthetic hip, a prosthetic knee. I haven't really heard that very often either. You need these things to live your life. So, you know, like I said before, come on in. We're happy to see you and to evaluate, but you get your options. That's the best part, is we want to make sure that everyone gets all their options that are possible for them, and they understand the risks versus benefits of treatment.
Right. So I guess a lot of people might think that, oh, I'm too old to get a dental implant. What are the age limits?
There are no age limits. I'll be frankly honest. As soon as someone is healthy enough to place an implant, I placed an implant that someone is 98. I've replaced someone's entire mouth with implants for their 90th birthday. in the end, it's a matter of how you feel. On a day-to-day basis, people are living longer, and people look younger as they get older more than ever before. And so it's one of those things where age is not a factor. What is a factor is how healthy you are. And as long as you're healthy and within reason and things are okay, there's not a reason why you can't get a dental implant, and that shouldn't stop you from being a candidate for a dental implant.
And I guess oftentimes the healthiest food is the crunchiest food. So you need... You need, you know, carrots and stuff.
yeah, of course. Exactly. And to be, you know, like I always tell people, when people walk in, they get their teeth done and they're in their 70s, they always say to me, I wish I'd done this when I was 50-something, you know, and I wish I'd wait so long, because, you know, as they get older, they really enjoy sitting down and having a meal and enjoying the food they like. And if it's a challenge to eat, or they've got to worry about food getting underneath their denture, or worry about what they got to order on the menu, that just really takes the life out of food for them. And that's a big deal. You want to make sure that you can enjoy the food you eat on a day-to-day basis and live your life the way you want.
Yeah, and I get you've touched on something important, people waiting. Maybe they're missing one tooth or something like that. It's important that you don't leave a missing area in your mouth for too long, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially when it's an in-between space. So if there's like a space where you're missing a tooth and you've got teeth on either side of it, those are the most dangerous ones. The reason being is because now you have areas in which the other teeth can move into. You have an area where you can trap food. And so in those areas, replacing those teeth are really important, because even if it's just the bridge, just replacing those teeth is important to be able to have a continuous joint of teeth. Because we know from evidence and studies that as long as we don't have spaces or gaps in between our teeth last longer. And that's super important.
Right. And let's talk about people with dentures. Maybe there's some people listening who are getting kind of sick of their dentures, because dentures are not always a permanent solution, because your mouth grows and also the dentures sort of start to, you know, like lose their grip or something. But what do you say to someone who's kind of getting really sick of their dentures?
You know, when someone feels like they're wearing dentures and they're sick and tired of it, you know what? The biggest thing they can do is they can come in and get their no-risk consultation and scan and hear about their options. I'm sure most people that are denture wearers don't know the options that are available to them, all the different kinds. And it doesn't have to be something super-duper expensive. It could be something as simple as placing a couple implants in the lower jaw so that their lower denture fits well, snaps in place, and is stable. But it could be as great as something as teeth in one day. And when it comes to dentures, the reason why, as you're alluding to, why they don't fit as well over time and they need relines and remakes is because the only thing that's going to stimulate the bone in your jaw to stick around, to actually stay throughout your life, is when there's something inside it. So when the roots of your teeth are inside your bone, they help to keep the bone around. And then when we put a dental implant inside your bone and we put something on top of that, that also stimulates the bone to stick around. But when you have nothing in there and you just have your kind of just barren jawbone and tissues there, and you put a denture on it, all it does is squish it. And so when it pushes it over time, and it continues to push it over time, it withers. And so as the dentures get loose, the reason why they're getting more and more loose is because you're losing more and more bone, and now they don't fit anymore. It's like having a shoe that's too big for your foot. And all of a sudden, now you got to get something that fits better, which ends up being thicker and larger. And then that will also continue to push, and you will continue your process when you continue to lose more and more bone over time.
And what do you say to someone who comes in maybe with dentures and cost is a concern for them? You can kind of sort of tailor their solution to that, right?
Absolutely. We've got the ability to provide different options. We also got payment plans with, at this point, there's little to no interest on payment plans for patients to come in and get good care and take care of things as well. So we've got lots of options for everybody from all different walks of life and for all different types of treatments that are available. So the biggest thing, like I said before, is that come in for your no-risk consultation so you can at least figure out the information and find out what's available and see what fits best for you.
So it's bcperio.ca is the website to go to. And you just kind of mentioned what I was going to ask you about the process of someone coming in to talk to BC Perio. You mentioned a no-risk consultation.
Absolutely. So you come in, it's a no-risk consultation. We're going to take a CT scan and go about it as well.
Mm-hmm. So you should go to bcperio.ca and find out what they do. And what do you say to people who are a little shy of the dentist? They're sort of afraid of the dentist. Then they hear about what an implant entails, and it kind of maybe scares them a little bit. What do you say to that person?
Well, I think that, you know, we can come to the office. The initial consultation is really, you know, really easy. We're just taking a look and we're doing some imaging so we can provide you with information and inform you of your options. And then we go from there. And if something has to be done at that point, then we do it. And we go about it and make sure that we place implants as needed in the way, in the fashion that's going to be the most amenable to you and make it the most simplest and the easiest for you as well. We offer different levels of sedation. So if you need to get put out for it, or if you need to have something that takes the edge off so it's a bit easier for you as well, we provide all those options as well. So we're able to work with anyone that's, you know, got any kind of phobia or anyone who's afraid or a little bit cautious or worried about things, and from all different walks of life in all different ways.
So I guess a lot of people travel from far away to come to BC Perio.
Absolutely. So I've got people that come from overseas, from Australia and China, from across the border of the U.S. and of course, just, you know, anywhere from the Lower Mainland or parts of Canada as well. We've got a hotel services close by and right next door to us. We offer a treatment for a lot of people, especially when they were in remote areas or parts of up north where it's hard to get care. We're happy to help them out, and they also come to check out the view. So it's a pretty nice view. It's a pretty nice view on West Broadway. We have a view of all of downtown, and it's one of those picturesque views that it's great to be able to just sit back and take a look at it in the middle of the day, like a day like today where it's sunny and beautiful. It's pretty breathtaking.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of people do their research and they decide this is, you know, a pretty big step, so they want to go to where the technology is at its apex, and I guess that's BC Perio. And you were talking earlier about AI. I guess the sky's the limit with what's going on with technology, but what are you watching for in the future?
Well, right now we're using guided surgery and computer guided surgery through templates, and like we use cameras that allow us to use basically a GPS where we look at the screen and do the surgery. We're able to actually be as accurate as possible. But soon it's going to be robotic. You know, we've already got robots that will help us place implants, and that whole avenue of things where we have more and more help through technology is going to be pretty fantastic. Some of the facial scanning out there, and be able to use AI to help develop someone's smile before we even start, so they can even see what things will look like within reason before we start. It's pretty fantastic. We're able to do that now. And, you know, some of the coolest things regarding technology are just our patients. Like today, it's actually kind of funny. Today, I had my last consult for the day. I asked them, you know, how'd you hear about us? Where'd you find us? I thought it was maybe the radio or TV or through a referral or word of mouth. And he said he found me through ChatGPT. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. So he asked ChatGPT who should see, and then our office came up, and I thought that was pretty fantastic. So AI is helping us out and lots of avenues as well.
That's interesting, because AI really is just scouring the internet and looking for information. So that must mean that you get a pretty high grade overall.
Exactly. I thought that was really cool. The first patient that we've had ever walk in, but today a patient walked in and said they found us in ChatGPT, and I was pretty taken aback by that. I was like, I never thought about that. I never thought about asking ChatGPT about what type of, you know, clinician or medical practitioner or anyone I should see. You know, I should probably ask ChatGPT where I should get my haircut.
Yeah, it's amazing that all this technology, it all goes into something that's pretty basic and human and primal, is your smile and how you eat. And it's really amazing the work you're doing at BC Perio. And Dr. Bobby Birdie, thanks for spending some time with us. I appreciate it.
And always my pleasure. Love being there. Take care.
All right. Dr. Bobby Birdie is from BC Perio Dental Health and Implant Center. They have two locations, one on Johnson Street in Coquitlam and one on West Broadway, 777 West Broadway in Vancouver. And you can go to bcperio.ca. You can also give them a call, 604-872-0222. If you go to bcperio.ca or call that number, you can set up your own no-risk consultation. And coming up, it was this week in 1972 that one of the richest men in the world would mysteriously rent the entire two top floors of the Bayshore Inn next to Stanley Park and stay there for 6 months without ever even going outside. What was going on in there? That story is next when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. You don't hear the name Howard Hughes that much anymore, but in the summer of 1972, he was all that people in Vancouver were talking about. You might remember they made a movie about Howard Hughes in 2004 called The Aviator. Leonardo DiCaprio played him in the flick. And if you don't know who Howard Hughes is, just think Elon Musk, kind of a similar deal. Howard Hughes was an aerospace engineer who started an aircraft company in the 30s and got very rich. He would become one of the wealthiest and most influential people in the world. He even got into producing movies. He produced the original version of Scarface in 1932. He was also very eccentric. It's believed that Howard Hughes suffered from obsessive compulsive disorder, which only got worse in later life. And Vancouver got a taste of all that eccentricity back in the early 70s. It was this week in 1972 that a 67-year-old Howard Hughes would rent the entire top two floors of the Bayshore Inn at Cole Harbor next to Stanley Park and stay there for 6 months. The call literally came out of the blue with Hughes calling from his plane. He said he wanted every room on the top four floors. And when the manager of the Bayshore said it would be impossible because most of the rooms on the top four floors were booked, Hughes calmly told him, "If I don't get the rooms, I'm buying the hotel." He ended up getting two floors, the top two floors, and soon the world-famous Hughes would saunter into the hotel lobby wearing a bathrobe, pajamas, and sandals, and he was heard to say by the staff, "Hey, this is pretty nice," before he got onto the elevator and was pretty much never seen from again. So why was Howard Hughes in Vancouver? The press speculated early on that maybe he was on a romantic getaway with a Hollywood starlet. It didn't help that people still imagined Howard Hughes as the man about town that they remembered from the 40s and 50s. He was a handsome dude, and back then he was romantically linked to everyone from Joan Crawford and Betty Davis to Ava Gardner and even Gloria Vanderbilt. But the Howard Hughes who showed up at the Bayshore in 1972 was not the bon vivant that people were imagining. This Howard Hughes was addicted to painkillers and was suffering from severe OCD. And even though Hughes would stay at the Bayshore for 6 months, it's believed he never once left the penthouse suite, didn't even go for a walk in Stanley Park which is right next door. It's been reported that by this time, he would only get his hair and nails cut once a year. He would seldom bathe and mostly wore pajamas. He was obsessed with germs and would only accept items if they were wrapped in Kleenex. You might remember an episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns won't shave or come out of his room, and he's also wearing Kleenex boxes on his feet. That is a direct homage to Howard Hughes. Back at the Bayshore, one of the bellmen would later tell the newspaper that the head chef of the hotel was given strict instructions on how to cut his food into small, exact squares. And if they weren't all exactly the same size, he wouldn't eat it. And as word got out that Hughes was still at the hotel, media from around the world would start sniffing around. They had no luck. The reporters got so desperate that during that summer, one photographer actually attempted to fly past the penthouse suite in a hang glider, trying to snap a pic of the elusive millionaire, but not so much as a glimpse. Hughes would quietly and invisibly check out of the hotel in September, but that entire summer, Vancouverites would be fascinated by Howard Hughes and exactly what was going on those top two floors of the Bayshore Inn next to Stanley Park. And it all started this week in 1972. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday afternoon. I want to thank our producer, Jonathan Chung. Thank you, Jono. We'll see you next week. I'm Martin Strong. The news on CKNW is next.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.